Part 2, Place Value.
Okay, when you add, you get the same number or a what?
Bigger number.
Okay, and when you subtract, you get the same number or a?
Smaller number.
What's the add sign in Nemeth, the addition sign?
3, 4, 6.
And the subtraction sign?
3, 6.
Okay, good. What I want you to do right now is I'm going to have you... Oh, you already did this. Your name and date is on the paper. We're going to talk about the order in which we're going to do things, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to practice setting numbers on your tray. Do you need
the
to...
The tray has four vertical
bit?
Sections.
Okay. The Unifix cubes are in the box behind the tray.
Allie locates the box with her hand.
So what we're going to do is we're going to set the number... We're going to say it in money, we're going to estimate, then we're going to figure out the change that we're going to get back. And we're going to help, we're going to use many tools to help us. We're going to use our place value board, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to use our abacus, we're going to use the braille writer, and we're going to use the calculator. Okay, but before we get going on all that, I have to ask you a couple questions, and we've talked about this a little bit before. What do we use that abacus for? Why do we use it?
To do math. It's an easier way to do math.
It's an easier way to do math.
Doing that carrying thing in the brailler.
Okay. Now, Chatty Barbie,
what?
Nice and loud, okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're going to start out. I'm going to give you some cubes, and what I would like you to do is I'm going to have you set a number, okay? Before we do that, though, you have a tray in front of you that has different slots, okay? We have four different slots. Can you tell me the names of the different slots?
Ones, tens, hundreds, thousands.
She started with the slot on the
right.
I'm
going to give you, we're only going to use up to the hundreds today, okay? But what goes between the hundreds and the thousands?
Comma.
A comma. And what is the math comma?
That's six.
That's six, okay. I'm going to give you several cubes, and what I would like you to do is set a number for me, okay? The first number that we're going to set is 161. 161.
Allie moves several of the cubes to a slot on her left.
161.
161 is what we're looking for.
She continues to move cubes.
100 right here.
She indicates a second slot from the left.
If you have extra cubes, you can put them in the bin behind it.
Allie places extra cubes in the bin.
That'd be much easier, yes.
100, then 6 cubes for 60.
Mm-hmm.
Allie takes 3 cubes from the 100 slot, leaving 1.
3.
There are already 2 cubes in the 10 slot. Allie counts 6 more cubes into the 10 slot.
60. 10.
Okay, you've got some extra ones hanging out up here. Let's get those in the bin. There's 2.
No, you said
161. 161, mm-hmm. Okay, extra cubes.
Allie places one of the extra cubes in the one slot and places the other extra cube in the bin.
Okay, we've got the number 161. If this were, let's say, dollars and cents, how would you say this number?
$1.61.
Okay, where would the decimal point go?
After the one.
Okay, and what's the decimal point in Braille?
4, 6.
Okay. I would like you to write this down in money. $1.61.
What's the thousand?
Did you forget the dollar?
That four is?
You're thinking Nemeth. There's $2 signs. Your choice. Which one do you want to use today? You want to use the one you know?
Yeah.
You're more familiar with? Okay, go ahead and use that one.
Allie turns to the Braille writer.
Or Nemeth. Remember, you drop your numbers.
1.
Okay.